July 31st, 1994. Thank you, Commander.
Why do you think they don't want Ron Jackson to get any money into this operation? Now's the time to buy, my friends. And with that kind of an input at that price, you can literally control the market. Because it's going to go up. And any time you can buy at $380 an ounce and it goes to $2,000, you've made a little profit. And the way the Institute is set up, you have bought collateral. So even if they confiscate gold and you have paid for collateral, you're not going to lose, are you? And this really, really undoes them. So the hopes are that some of the commissions, some of something will come flowing in while Mr. Goldsmith is holding down the price of gold. Will it happen? It doesn't matter. Not in the overall. The point is in the structuring of good and valid business foundation. You are proving that the way to do things can be properly structured so that your enemies can't pull it down. Now, they can break all the laws, their own laws, and they can come in and snatch you away because they've got the power. But I want to tell everybody in this room that George Green and his bunch have had the feds, they have had everybody they can get to try to destroy you. And you've thrived, really, in spite of it all. You hear? There are a lot of things afoot. This is one of the most massive coups ever played, because you have the Khazarian bankster element on one side, and they're all tangled up. Do not misunderstand for one moment that their goal is all the same, and that is a godless society under their total control. Now, you better believe that there are a lot of things afoot. And I would repeat here some of the things that Ron has recently said. One of the major hang-ups and agreements with him is that there has to be a cap placed on the population numbers. And they are placing that cap at 8 billion, he says. Well, you're close to that already. Now he will say, but you don't understand, Rick. I don't think he would say that to me. He says, you know, that, well, Commander's going by, well, maybe was. No, I'm going by what is, and I'm calculating as it's chopped off. You see, you'll see something in Zaire that looks pretty bad. But you don't see that a full third of the population of Africa is already gone. So you've got a real, real situation going where you are just a little tiny part of something. And we're not even making their life miserable for them. Not yet, anyway. Because that is not our mission. I have said there is no reason for this kind of heinous behavior. Because if you just accepted the responsibility of self and soul, there are plenty of places to remove these individuals too. without rapturing them into evaporation, without killing them in these heinous ways of debilitating death. You see, it doesn't matter whether a being is housing a soul or not. It is very painful to die of something like cholera. And what you don't understand is they've got worse. They are right now, they, being your enemy, are working on an injection system, immunizations it's going to be called, where they inject with the immunization this flesh-eating, deadly disease.
No.
And it will eat from the inside.
No.
Now, this is bad news. And ones will come back. Well, you're nothing but a fear-monger. I can hardly tell you anything that shouldn't make you pay attention and bring enough fear into your consciousness that for goodness sakes you will pay attention. You're not playing with nice people. You are playing with Satan. The committee, at least, can be swung around into your corner. Because without the world, there isn't any point in the game. And they know, because some of them have been around so many times and are back again, as Isaac Newton is, that money is fun to manipulate because it controls so much. And it is not an accident that they would choose a Luciferian name. It is very symbolic. So don't miss it. These are the times of the signs of the end. Don't let it be the end. These are the signs being shown to you now that you can stop it right here and you can create a future that changes this thing. We'll see what happens. Now, I need to explain a little bit what I was talking about, but the phone bills, I didn't even give it a second thought. I thought that all of you knew exactly what had happened. Marge came up to speak to Dharma and said, well, perhaps some of those phone calls to L.A. were from us. We call people out of town, you know, for the meetings. No, let me go back and explain what happened. Mr. Buckley sent out, this is Treasury Gate. Everybody, please catch up with me. This is the Treasury Gate, Tommy Buckley, with the gold certificates. And they're in the process of trying to finalize some of the negotiations on those valid gold certificates. Which ones are valid, which ones will pay out how much. And there are some very important people out of the hierarchy that have come down and meet. And then there are the go-betweens. And some of those major go-betweens and very important people meet in Salt Lake City, and they are attached to the Mormon Church. Now, we will not go into that element of this particular story. That just happens to be where there are some very important people that meet with Mr. Buckley and his attorney. There are some very, very important patriot people there also. We won't go into why Salt Lake is an important place. Obviously, in many ways, it is an important place because of the Mormon grouping. That particular church grouping kind of got had along the same lines as Germain's Freemasonry. But once it goes underground and into the secret rituals, it becomes very hard, see, to follow what they're doing. And most of you don't care. So it can get a good grasp, get its claws really into the fiber of the society. So a lot of these negotiations are taking place in Salt Lake. Now, Buckley lives, obviously, somewhere down in Amarillo, Texas. A lot of his calls, and perhaps even lives in Houston. He's between the two quite a lot. Well, Jackson has been following Buckley's transactions and so forth, and he seems to know too much. He really does. He knows too much. And that doesn't help him. That is a real bother. Because how does he know so much? Why does he know so much? And it isn't going to help if I go into that either. On the other hand, suspicions come to the forefront. One of the major players in this game had already been killed. And then there is one that was being called Muhammad. That was a, you know, I don't know what all Muhammad. The man's name was Keith Boyles. And they were getting right up to closure on some of these gold certificates. And Mr. Dr. Boyles had a massive stroke and died. And they did bury him, so we have to assume that he died. We'll let that go. He's gone, somebody else in the picture anyway. Now, some time ago, on June 10th, to be specific, which was a Friday, Keith Boyles was in Atlanta, Georgia. Toward evening, he made two calls to Amarillo, Texas, as nearly as we can discern from what the gossip is, it was probably from the airport. A period of something like 2 hours passed, and then there were 20 phone calls in a row from Tehachapi, California, on his credit card. Now, there is your problem. He reported that the credit card number was stolen. And then later he died, so who could check it? We don't know how Buckley got the phone bill. We do know that Buckley had now really been in contact in the last few days with Chuck and Mary, who wrote the letter. Nothing had really happened in behalf of Buckley or these other people, so the suspicion rises, you see. He's a liar, he's a thief, a killer, a con man. Is he? I don't tell you. He's only been good for you so far. Well, Tommy Buckley wrote a newsletter. He didn't pick up the phone and call Rick right off the bat. And yet Rick has been the one that has put these phone calls through, attached these people so that they could visit and all this information could be shared. But Buckley did not do this. He sent out a newsletter with this in it. And it really didn't look very nice for either Tehachapi in contact or Ron Jackson by the time he got through explaining. I resent that. You have a whole crew of CIA people that have moved in here to watch Jackson's interaction with you within the last month. They sit and surveil the office right in front of you. You have groups of everything from MI6, Mossad, KGB, CIA, FBI, you name it, you got it. And a major, major naval intelligence operation out of China Lake. Dorma's computer, she turns it on and all the lights go on. You know, because they're picking it up. They're picking up my messages faster than she can type. Because a translation is coming through with her too. That is just fine with me. I only have this to say. Be careful before you start making accusations. And Buckley didn't. He very carefully did not word it that way. And yet, if I were Buckley and I saw 20 phone calls in a row to places Saudi Arabia, at least four to Iran, Djibouti, how many of you even know where that is? I'm not sure I do.
Dubai instead of Djibouti?
No. But you're in the right area. And then there were two lengthy phone calls to ships at sea. All on this credit card that was stolen. And later the man is dead. Now, let's not be silly. Of course he was murdered. It's serious game time. These people play rough. And I believe in the name of patience, we can be patient and security. Our job is not to play in these clandestine games. Maybe that's going to be some of your jobs. But that's not what I am about. And at this point, this has been my mission. And we're getting it done. Relatively speaking to all of this other garbage going on, our needs are very, very small. And a lot of that product originates and is mine, if you will. That is simply to separate it from you in the room. I like to refer to it as ours. And I don't care what is done with the rest of it. Mr. Silversmith can have it all. But there are some needs if you are going to make this either revolution on your place where you will have a foundation for restructuring. You're going to need some financing to do it. Obviously, if you blow the world away, nobody needs it. And my job is not to interfere. I am not interested in interfering. I know who my enemies are. And they're not going to win. And if you think I won't take you and run, think again. They can blow each other right off your planet. But you see, once the Creator is gone, there isn't any planet. I hope everybody hears me. That's what you call vanishing. Now, they have a massive rapture plan for you, good old Montauk Bluebeam, where a lot of you will just go line up to go home to the clouds with God. And you are going to go right through those clouds and right out there into space. And I don't know how you're going to find yourself to pull yourself together. I'm continually amazed at what happens on your television as you talk about wonderful things like DNA and hanging Mr. Simpson. Let me tell you the latest one, because I'm sure you've heard it. Now there is a witness who says, he saw, you know, two white men, her screaming and them running. But that's not the good one. They found a bloody footprint on the driver's side of O.J. Simpson's car that really incriminates him because it's his blood. Come again? Does that seem wrong to anybody else but me? would his blood incriminate him on the bottom of his shoe? Wouldn't you think if he had been over walking around in her blood or the other young man's blood or something, that might be incriminating, but his own blood on his own shoe? But they've really got incriminating evidence on him now. I would think if that was thought about for a little bit, that might be the best news that he could get. Well, you've got to think. Everything you've got to think, because they're not going to tell you. They're going to slant everything the way they want you to hear it. And now you've got your soldiers over in Zaire and Rwanda on this humanitarian mission. And what do they say? Oh, but they're not going to let your troops anywhere near these dead people. The Americans can go in there and dig the trenches for the mass graves, but the French are going to have to. Well, the French said they're going home. Smart Frenchman. That must be Germain, you know. That turkey planned the French Revolution, and that's the nearest thing being equated to what can happen in your nation. So you have a master, and I don't mean a pun. Please use godliness and reason. And you've got other things closer to home. There's nothing you can do but just wait and see how the phone calls and things work out. I find them amusing. Absolutely and totally amusing. It reminds me, I truly use this because I thought it was so cute. Here, this young couple, you know, all this push for have you got milk? You know, to go with your chocolate cake, your peanut butter, everything. The big ad for milk is, do you got milk? And one of the loveliest, sweetest ones they had was this beautiful young newlywed sitting in the kitchen. And she's all dejected, and he comes down, and he said, honey, couldn't you sleep? And she said, did you think I wouldn't find out? And he says, you mean that the ring is a cubic zirconia? It looks just like a diamond. And she studies that a minute. And he said, or was it the time I spent in prison? Now she's really... And you drank the milk. Didn't you think I would find out? Don't you think I know about the phone calls? Did anyone think we wouldn't find out? Perish the thought. I had to set it up so you would find out. That's the kind of game I can play, if you pay attention. You don't need a sword. You don't need a gun. That'll get you killed. You need knowledge. And I frankly don't give a damn who made the phone calls. If they are my enemy, they're certainly stupid. If they are my friends, they're certainly careless. But whoever is using the phone number better watch out. Ed, is there anything on Earth movement?
Well, there's a couple of things, Commander, I can talk about.
Well, I'd like you to do that, please, because you are getting swarms of earthquakes, you know. You have Earth out here that is almost in a constant state of motion now.
Everybody can hear me? Yes, no?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go backwards. There's a couple items. Yesterday, there were two worrisome quakes that they reported around 3.5 in the Northridge area in the valley again. And the curious thing of course, was that none of these quakes were reported. They happened around 9 p.m., like 9:01 and 9:03 p.m. last night, and they weren't reported until the 4 a.m. news, which is when I first heard them on KNX radio. None of the previous half-hour news, so there was, what, at least 8 to 10, well, 12 to 14 half-hour news segments between when they happened and when they were reported, and by the 5:30 news, when people are awake, they were no longer reported. So you know how important they were. They had to say something, but they waited till the 4 a.m. news to mention these two quakes. Now, earlier, I'm going to go backwards. Earlier in the week, there were, I thought there was a single quake. Silly me. I thought there was a single quake in Fortuna near San Bernardino because that's all I heard about, was a single 3.5 that they had to talk about shaking a large area but centered in Fortuna near just a little bit north and east, I guess, of San Bernardino. But I was informed last evening that there was a swarm of a great number, upwards of 200, in that area around that same time. So I heard about one. As I said, silly me for believing if they had to announce one that there was only one. Now, the third item is more interesting, and I'm going to read a fax, and I'm just going to say this is from a friend of ours, Laurie, and I'm not going to give any more name than that. But it's very interesting, and it will harken back to something that Commander Hatton felt very importantly that we run in the paper. All of our tape people can go back and check. About the end of January, we ran a very important map from, I think, U.S. News and World Report that highlighted the Newport-Inglewood Fault that runs underneath the most populated area of Los Angeles, under Hollywood, under that whole mega money empire.
It goes almost to Long Beach, and yes. It goes to Inglewood in the north.
Yes, that's right. So think of a whole big cigar-shaped area between Long Beach and Inglewood. Anyway, listen to this fax. A friend of mine talked to someone who works for a seismology testing corporation in the Los Angeles area. His current job is the following. He is to drill four holes. He is to drill them 4 to 10 miles deep. All of them are to be drilled near Hollywood, which would be about the middle of this fault. Charges are to be set, and the detonators are to be remote controlled. The depths of the holes and the amount of the charges vary. The job has to be completed by August 10th. So that's the end of the facts. So those are the three earthquake news, and I'll mention one more, which may be no good for the tape people, but for our local people here, though the tape people can look for this, if any of them subscribe to the Showtime cable premium, whatever they call that station called Showtime, starting tonight, there is a apparently very well-made movie on the Roswell, New Mexico UFO incident. Now, it has been beaten into the ground in the UFO community, but this looks like it might be a pretty good rendition. The guy goes backwards to a reunion in Roswell and starts to think back over what happened back at that time. So the setting of the movie is an interesting device for going back over the events of the time. And that's on Showtime starting tonight. And, of course, Showtime will repeat it a billion times between now and next year, so people can catch it when they have a chance. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
May we pause?